morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Bill Hooten.
Today we talk a little bit about how to take care of your plants and your trees and all the stuff you have growing out there and how to protect it if it in fact needs protecting in the cold weather.
Right, exactly. A lot of our tender plants usually can benefit from a nice little cover with a lightweight blanket or sheet during cold nights. And the important thing to remember is really not to crush the plant if it's very small. So you do want to prop that up even with a cage surrounding it and let the blanket kind of fall over that entire planting bed.
What if you have like maybe some, you know, some sticks? Usually people have some like random sticks, you know, laying around their yard. Maybe they can just, you know, prop one up, or if they have some prunings that they held on to, you know, use those to stick in the ground and sort of prop up that
right
sheet.
Exactly. And it all depends on how heavy that blanket is. And I personally like to use old sheets or towels that are kind of mixed match that you can find laying around the house and repurpose them out in your yard. Bill, do you have any suggestions on?
Well, you know, we get questions through the years about using plastic. And I know that's not the most beneficial method of doing it, but you can use plastic as long as you keep the plastic off the leaves of the plant. It depends on what you have available. Sheets are probably the best, and then some people do use plastic and just protect the plants.
Right. What about tarps? I mean, some people have tarps for whatever reason lying around.
Right. And those would be really good, especially for the nighttime temperatures. But essentially, if you don't have a breathable material like a plastic or a tarp, then you really can end up cooking the plants and really burning them, if you will, because that direct sun is going to heat them during the days, which is very usual in our areas where we have cold nights and then bright, sunny days, even though they're cool.
And that's really the drawback to plastic, clear plastic, because it will cook the plant during the, if you don't get it off. And then it gets 2 or 3 hours of sun, and you've cooked that plant already. So another drawback to plastic.
What about, you know, the timeline as to how long you want to keep your plant covered? I mean, if you're going to have temperatures dipping, freezing, or below, and you know that those temperatures could damage your plant, but you know the temperatures are going to rise maybe to the 50s or 60s in the afternoon, you want to take those covers off, right?
Right, exactly, especially if the plants are not completely dormant. You know, you want to allow the sunlight to come in so the plants can continue to photosynthesize during the day.
Because I know during the cold snap back in February when we had that freeze, I don't think my potted plants in the yard got to see much sun because we pretty much kept them covered the whole time because temperatures were at freezing pretty much that whole time.
Right, exactly, and it was very bright.
Another factor that we get questions about is where to buy the material. If you want something professional and you have, I saw something recently in somebody's backyard and there were 30 or 40 pots that were already covered. And so where can you buy material like that?
You can certainly look for greenhouse supply companies. There's a lot of places online where you can purchase them. However, the drawback with that would have to be you'd have to pay for shipping. I haven't seen anything locally in our big box stores to be able to get that, and that's why I kind of lean more towards the repurposed cloth that
right,
you usually have
right.
laying around.
How about a shading material? Would a shading material keep the frost off also? Because that would serve two purposes. It would keep the sun directly off the plant, which might be helpful, and then it would protect it at the same time. Is that an option?
Unfortunately, when you have plants under heavy shade, they tend to elongate. So if they are going to actively grow, you'll have those inner node or those branches kind of spacing out, and it kind of will give a distorted look.
Right. They get leggy.
Exactly. Exactly that.
I know coleus do that at this time of the year.
Well, what about plants that actually need protecting? When we talk about how to protect them, but there are some plants that really don't need any protection at all. And we were talking about this on last week's show where roses don't really need all that much protection. I know a lot of people are really concerned about how to protect their roses.
Roses don't need any protection. In fact, I think they like the cold because after the hard frost that we had almost 2 years ago now, the roses really did quite well. So they really benefit. But mulching is really what I think the moral of the story is, to mulch your plants, particularly roses too. And then you'll protect the roots, and that's what's the most important thing to protect on the rose bush.
What about stuff you do need to protect? And I know most potted plants are going to need protection because they don't have the the ground really to protect them. Their soil is pretty much exposed to the extreme temperatures.
Right, exactly. And really when we're talking about covering our plants, is we have to identify them. Are they warm season plants or are they cool season plants? If you have a bunch of tomatoes growing in your garden, well, the season is over, and really protecting them in this way that we're talking about really wouldn't suffice because they're done for the season. We're really talking about these tender plants that you may have put in as fall plantings in your small garden flower beds, so much to protect them, or even some of the succulents that we have growing in our shaded areas out in our backyards.
Sedum is an example of that. They become more and more popular, and there are so many new sedums and different flowers, but they do need some protection.
Right, exactly.
What if you've planted a winter vegetable crop? Do those need any protection when the cold weather comes around?
No, if it gets cold enough, they'll certainly slow down as far as growing, but they don't need any protection unless we repeat what happened a couple of years ago. But no.
Well, what about palm trees? I mean, you know, we saw so much damage of palm trees during that last freeze. And I've seen people, you know, wrap towels around their palm trees with bungee cords and blankets and so on. But does that really do any good?
Well, the growing point of the palm tree is that one center bud right in the middle.
At the top.
Mm-hmm. So if that growing point dies, then the entire plant will end up dying. So the best bet for keeping trees of that large size in good condition is to keep them hydrated. So you want to continue with your waterings during the wintertime, even if the plant is dormant, and then mulching. With those two inputs, you're able to really, really sustain and keep your plant healthy and was able to withstand these temperatures.
So really the important point really is to make sure that those roots are still continuing to get moisture, because that's going to probably ensure the viability of the plant once the weather starts to swing back around to warm.
Well, and we have such extremes. Sometimes we have 50-degree swings.
Yeah.
And it really is, it's hard on the plant. So on those warm days, they really, they do probably do use some of that moisture. So I think the water is important. And you have to kind of play it by ear depending on what plant it is and whether it's a tree or a bush or just a flower, how much water you're giving it. So just be aware.
And, you know, there are so many plants also that when the weather gets cold and they start to die back, they'll usually freeze down to the ground, and maybe a lot of people aren't sure which plants they should wait for to come back, or maybe they might think, well, it's dead, I'm going to pull it out and it's time to get a new one. How do people know whether or not they have a plant that is actually going to come back after a hard freeze?
We have to know if your plant is an annual or a perennial, and really until what hardy zone it is zoned for. And then that way you're able to determine whether this plant suffered damage, because a lot of times the tops will die off with the hard freezes, but the roots are still alive. So in the case of cannas and maybe dahlias, you want to wait after that first killing freeze and then just cut those plants down to the ground and leave the roots.
Whereas in oleanders, we have a lot of oleanders around. Most people, we suggest that they wait until the spring to see what has come back and then cut it down to what has died back, because sometimes they die a third of it, sometimes two-thirds, sometimes all of it. So just wait until the spring.
Right.
Lantana usually freeze to the ground.
Correct.
But they may not, mm-hmm. Again, depending on how cold it gets.
Oh, no. I was just going to say that every year my bush lantana just always freezes right down to the ground. Mm-hmm. And the lower growing, the mounding, the new gold one does just fine.
It does fine, yeah.
So,
yeah, because the root system has continued to grow, right. And get bigger and bigger, and so they come back fine.
So there's even just a similarities even between the types of one plant.
Right.
So.
Now that we've talked about, you know, protecting our plants and what to look for when it comes to them dying back during a freeze or during very cold temperatures. There's also the issue of taking care of your gardening equipment. I mean, a lot of people might still have hoses and, you know, irrigation systems that might have a little bit of water in them, and you want to flush that water out of your systems, because if not, you might get ruptured pipes, right?
Right. That's a very, very costly a problem to have when you end up having the water freezing in these pipes or these valves that you do have. So it's a really good idea to just look into shutting down or really maintaining your irrigation equipment and flushing out that water. A lot of bad experiences with that when a cold snap comes in all of a sudden. And yeah, those garden hoses can just be they're goners.
Yeah, you might just want to, you know, roll it up and put it away in the garage or in a storage area for the winter, because unless you're going to be taking it out to, you know, do some irrigation during the winter, that might be the only time you want to take it out. Don't leave it out in the yard to freeze. And anyway, if it's rubber, you know, the cold will affect the rubber and you'll get cracks in it, and that's no good. Nobody wants to buy a new garden hose.
Right. It really is kind of problematic because the plants do need water in the wintertime. So sometimes you might want to run your system, but you, again, clear those valves, mm-hmm. because that's where the damage comes, is when you've got water trapped in a valve. So just make sure that they're empty of water when it does get cold. And, you know, 31, 30, 29 is not going to hurt it too badly. But if it gets down, you know, into the 20, 21, 22, it can really freeze those valves.
Well, what about maybe young trees? Maybe people have planted this fall and they've got some, maybe not some necessarily saplings, but, you know, they're pretty small trees and they might be afraid of a freeze that's coming down the road. And how might they or should they protect some of those young trees?
And there's actually no need to protect them physically with anything other than the water and the mulch. We always promote fall planting for large trees and shrubs, so they can certainly withstand the winter temperatures, because they are, in fact, dormant, but they do need to have their roots hydrated. So there's no need to protect those larger trees. It's really the smaller ones that kind of are always on the borderline that most of us that like maybe a particular plant that's not appropriate for our area, but we want to keep them and hold them off over the winter.
Well, while we still have a little time, and going back to the plumbing issue, probably wouldn't be a bad idea anyway, because so many people suffered ruptured pipes a couple of years ago and we had the freeze. And if they haven't already done so, maybe just have a plumber, you know, go through the expense of having a plumber go in and inspect your pipes, and have somebody who specializes in irrigation, who's licensed, go and inspect your system to make sure that everything looks good. And so you'll have a bit of a sense of security once the winter sets in, and you won't have to worry about hopefully having water rushing into your living room.
Right. I think that's – I think each individual situation is so different that what really froze was, the sprinkler systems, but pipes in people's houses froze because it got so cold. So that's what I would pay a lot more attention to, is don't leave houses vacated, and make sure certain areas have heat. Open up your cabinets if it gets cold. But – who knows how cold it'll get this winter? But if it gets down again, you just be very, very aware, and a little bit of insurance, like you say, have somebody come take a look at it, gives you a nice feeling.
Well, if you have any questions for the Master Gardeners about winter care for your plants, or how to protect the ones that you have, or whether you think the ones that you have in your yard need protecting or not, give them a call at the Master Gardener Hotline, 566-1276, 566-1276. You might be able to get a hold of somebody, because I think the calls are coming in kind of slow, right?
Yeah, things have slowed down, but we will respond. If we get a call, we will respond.
And there's a link to the Master Gardeners on KTEP.org. Just visit the Good to Grow page, and there are some helpful links on gardening in the Southwest there as well. And you can listen to some of our past shows there as well. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Bill Hooten.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.